This podcast is designed to help you understand the laws of our land. I am your host, Hattie Savari, and here to help you every step of the way, whether you are a tenant, landlord, parent, child, employee, employer, neighbour or business owner, and we are all most certainly consumers. The law is in your life every single day with over 180 episodes and 5 million downloads. Get ready to listen and empower yourself with tons of jargon-free legal information in plain and simple English. Today's episode is supported by Red Bar Law, the go-to law firm for expert, efficient and fast legal assistance, all at a fixed cost. Go to our website at redbarlaw.com. Hello and welcome back to our podcast at Get Legally Speaking. Our legal conversation today will be on the school dinners fiasco. I am joined by Barrister Emma Waldron from Three Paper Buildings Chambers in London. Emma specialises in education law and she is regularly instructed to appear in the High Court and upper and first tier tribunals. Emma's expertise includes working on cases with complex issues and she has a strong knowledge in representing matters involving individuals' special educational needs and those that have a sensitive nature. Emma has proven to have a second to none ability of understanding of her clients and this challenging area of law, and she is recognised as a leading individual in her field and is listed in Chambers and Partners and in the Legal 500. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Hattie.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your podcast again. It's an absolute pleasure to be back with you.
It is always a pleasure to have you, Emma. So thank you so much for joining us. And we're here to discuss this school dinners fiasco topic as a special bonus episode for our listeners, because it really is out there, isn't it? I mean, we were just discussing the numbers. There's 1.4 million children claimed for free school meals as of January 2020. That's over 70% of all state educated pupils. And I know you've got some numbers about what that looks like now, additionally to that. During the lockdown, yeah, Children are eligible for free school meals. And then can still receive them in the form of a shopping voucher or a food parcel. However, concerns have been raised about the standard of some of the food parcels by parents and also actually by footballer and meals campaigner Marcus Rashford, saying that they were just not good enough. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson said that he was absolutely disgusted with images of free school food parcels circulating on social media. My goodness.
Absolutely, Hattie. And I'm sure many of your listeners would have seen on social media the photographs that we're talking of. A tin of beans, a packet of cheddar cheese and not much else. I mean, it really is quite shocking. Perhaps just to kind of, for any of your listeners that haven't had an opportunity to read up on this or to see what's been going on, it's perhaps just worth kind of fleshing out how this all came to a head. So, around about the 13th of January, so a couple of weeks ago now, it really came to a head in the media with these images going around. And initially, the government published some guidance on the 8th of January, which strongly encouraged schools to adopt a food parcel approach first for those that were eligible for free school meals, citing the benefits of offering food parcels, including, and this is a quote from that original guidance, the confidence that a nutritious and varied range of food is being provided. I think we know from what we've seen in social media, from what we've seen published, that just wasn't happening.
No,
there
indeed
had to be some radical new guidance. I say radical, there had to be some amended guidance in light of the criticisms that government was facing, and that was issued on the 13th of January to coincide with all of this this reporting in the media.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, the government it's been said that the government's done a U-turn following the fierce backlash in response to images of pitiful food parcels shared by parents on social media. But what are the key points that were announced by the government, Emma?
Okay, so from the guidance that we had on the 8th of January, one of the sort of headlines from that guidance was the fact that schools were actively encouraged to adopt the food parcel approach first. The new guidance, so the guidance from 13th of January, removes all mention of that food parcel approach first. So that has come out. And schools have now been given the freedom to decide on the best approach for their pupils who are eligible for free school meals. So that will include whether the school should issue lunch parcels or whether they want to rely on something like local vouchers or a national voucher scheme that was rolled out only about a week and a half or so ago.
Yes.
So it gives schools now that flexibility that perhaps under the old guidance that was published, they didn't have.
Sorry, Emma.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
So that's I think the kind of the key point is that schools now have a bit more flexibility to do what they think is appropriate based on the circumstances that exist for them, because every school is different. Every school across the country is going to be situated in a slightly different place. So for some schools, it might be very easy to roll out a programme of putting in place lunch parcels for children and young people. But for other schools, it might not be so easy. And I think one thing that we have noticed, especially over the last kind of decade or so, is that lots of schools now buy in their catering services. So the kind of traditional approach of having a school dinner lady that might plan the meals for the school.
I used to love my school dinner ladies. I still remember it very, very clearly. You know, it was a long time ago, but smiling and standing up as straight as I could so I can get extra. So they'd put me more of the stuff that I used to love. But I mean, there's some serious numbers here, because on top of the 1.4 million children that we mentioned that were eligible for free school meals, and that was 2020 figures, another 900,000 children analysed by the Food Foundation estimates that's added on to that now. So you're talking over 2 million children a day are eligible for these free school parcels. And something that we read, which was very interesting, that the school gets an extra £3.50 per week per child on top of the government funding that the school usually receives for school dinners to encourage that they actually put something together in these parcels that are worthy. Now, you know, we've talked about some parents having shared images of the free school meals and the food parcels in the packages that look less than a £5 food package, whilst being told that, you know, this free school meal package is to the value of £30 and it is to cover a 10-day period. I mean, what should a parent do if a food parcel that they've received for their child is just simply not adequate?
I think the first port of call is always going to be raising this with the school. I mean, the school should be aware of what it is providing. But if schools are in any way outsourcing their catering kind of facilities, head teachers might not be as aware as they should be of what's going into these parcels. So absolutely, first and foremost, contact the school's head teacher and explain the situation to them, because it's important to do this even if it's something that's happened historically, because schools will be able to claim compensation retrospectively in the form of food vouchers for use in local shops for the period between the 4th of January and the 16th of January, so when all of these issues were really, really causing a headache for schools and parents and the government. So in the first instance, take it up with the school and let them know that you're not satisfied that what you're receiving is adequate and in line with the 2014 regulations that relate to school food. If you're still not getting anywhere with that, because I like you said, Hattie, this is a really, really big problem, and it's affecting an increasing number of people. This pandemic has hit so many families so hard.
Indeed.
And people who perhaps were not previously eligible for free school meals may now find themselves eligible and maybe navigating this system for the very first time. If the school is not dealing with your kind of concerns in an adequate manner, please bear in mind that there are food banks available to parents in need, and also a lot of local businesses, certainly in my area and I know in other parts of the country as well, really want to help. A lot of, certainly local to me, businesses are saying, if you are struggling, Let us know. We will ask no questions. We don't want children to go hungry. No child in this day and age should ever have to go hungry.
I mean, it's, as I said to you, the numbers are staggering. Over 2 million children rely on free school meals and on these parcels to be able to eat well. I mean, and the guidance, I've read some of the guidance, the food from the government, the food must contain items, food items rather than pre-packed meals, minimise fridge and freezer space needed, contain items which parents can use to prepare healthy lunches, not rely on parents having extra ingredients to prepare home meals. I mean, some of the pictures I've seen, honestly, and it's been reported, that are being sent out as these free food parcels, are bits of vegetable and fruit, and it almost looks like scraps of food, what seems to be packaged in money bags, and that is actually reported. So, goodness gracious, they really haven't got a grip on this whole situation. And obviously, we're not saying every food parcel sent out by every school is at this level, but clearly it's at a high enough level for people to have got into the media and the press with it, and for even, you know, Gavin Williamson, you know, the education secretary, to say it's absolutely disgusted by it. So there's enough, clearly there's a lot of it going on.
Yeah. And also I think schools need to bear in mind that if they are struggling to meet the requirements that are placed upon them and get out these lunch parcels, there are alternative options available to the school, because they can make use of the local voucher scheme and national voucher scheme. So if they're struggling to deliver, there's a way that schools can also navigate this process. And that may place a greater burden on parents, because it's then the parents' responsibility to go out and find that food, source that food from wherever it is the parent has the voucher from. But that might be preferable to having a food parcel being delivered which lacks nutritional value and isn't sufficient to provide your child with the meals that they need for a 1 week period. So that's an option as well.
I know, and that's very helpful. I mean, I have been thinking about the schools in this instance, because schools are there. Yes, a school lunch is part of the daily routine at school, but are they there as caterers to deliver and be under an obligation to deliver, you know, the best quality food that they can within the budget that they can? And this is something, you know, I'd like us to discuss and look at. Are the schools under any legal obligations to have to provide its children with these adequate food parcels and then have them delivered home? All of a sudden, not only schools are trying to deal with homeschooling and all the complications and the difficulties and challenges that come with that, you know, whether teachers are doing homeschooling from a desk in the school or whether they're trying to homeschool from a desk in their own home with their own children in the background trying to homeschool. But now they have to think about providing these nutritious meals. And I know you mentioned that there's a lot of outsourcing going on, and I won't sort of name the company, but there is a large company out there who has been brought to task over these school meals, and they've said, look, you know, this was a one-off situation, we will put it right. But what are the actual legal obligations of the school here, Emma?
So the 2014 regulations that govern school food standards still apply, from what I can make out from the government guidance. I'm not going to go into that kind of black letter law, but it's available to your listeners if they want to go and review it in terms of what should be included. But on top of that, what the guidance from 13th of January does make clear is that where schools are providing lunch parcels, they should cater for pupils who have, say, for example, special dietary requirements, for pupils who have allergies, vegetarians or other religious restrictions in terms of their diet. So it needs to be meeting those criteria. To answer your question, Hattie, of whether or not the school is under an obligation to deliver meals to children's homes, I'd say a strict reading of the guidance is no, there is not that obligation to deliver food parcels to children's home addresses. Although I do remember, certainly last year during our first lockdown, one particular head teacher in the north, who was a former army officer, loading packages up in his rucksack and doing home deliveries on foot. It was an astonishing story. It was an absolutely Amazing story, and it warms the heart. But is there a legal obligation on a head teacher to do that? No, there isn't. It relies on the generosity, I think, of teaching staff who, as you've identified themselves, are under incredible strain at the moment. If a school is struggling to deliver, they can require parents to come onto the site to collect. And if parents aren't able to do that themselves, they collect food parcels themselves, then they can kind of nominate a family member or friend or neighbour to do that for them. But again, this is, every single situation is going to be slightly different and slightly unique and fact sensitive. If you live in a particularly rural area, that might also be difficult. So again, I come back to the point that I made earlier about the guidance from the 13th of January. There is a bit more flexibility in it than that which we had before. So if schools are struggling to deliver food parcels, as I've said before, there's the national voucher system that they can use, or the local voucher system that they can use. And I've said it once, but I'll say it again, because I think it's such an important message. No child in this day and age should ever go hungry.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, I hail Jamie Oliver for making such a difference to school meals, that he's, you know, he's been a big campaigner to get the junk food off the menus and get the good stuff in. And I know it took him years to get what he was able to get into the guidelines and laws of what school dinners should look like. I mean, you mentioned earlier that about the local food banks. If you're struggling to get decent enough food parcels, I went along to one of our local food banks a couple of weeks ago, and the guy at the door said, "Don't give me pasta, I've just got too much of it. Don't give me this and don't give me that," you know, because we were dropping some stuff off, and it was packed in there. And I thought, wow, okay, well, get it out there, man, you know, get the stuff out there, deliver it, distribute it. So I think, you know, yes, local food banks are always a great place to start, and I just think it's a case of everyone trying to work with each other at the moment, isn't it, really, Emma? You know, the school doesn't want to be in this position where it's not delivering anything that it should be, particularly, I'm sure, when it comes to the food that it's, you know, wants to deliver to the children. During this pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about the food parcels continuing to be delivered during half terms. I'm sure some areas are participating in that. I'm not sure every area is. But yes, I think, you know, you said it from the very beginning, if you're not happy with your child's school food parcel, speak to the head teacher, bring it to the attention of the school, because as you quite rightly pointed out, it's not really the school that's going to open the food parcel to eat it that day. It's the child in your presence, in your home. Make the school aware. I'm sure that schools will be doing everything they can to try and tackle these issues and to bring them into good order. And the vouchers, I think the vouchers are another great option for parents that can say, right, just don't give me half a potato and two pieces of carrots and a tin of baked beans. I'll go out and buy some stuff where parents can, if they're not working at home, and I'll prepare the food. And that's also a great help, because, you know, you get the money and you get the vouchers, which are like money to go and spend on hopefully a nutritious meal for your child and children.
And just on that point of half term, so if you're in a scenario where the school isn't going to necessarily offer support during the half term period, for your listeners, it might be beneficial for them to know about the COVID winter grant scheme, which was announced on the 8th of November last year. Because if you approach your local authority and mention that if you are a particular family in need, you might be able to get some assistance during the half term that's rapidly approaching. So Emma, just another thing for your listeners to be aware of.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful. Thank you ever so much, Emma. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. So thank you so much. We will do more parts on education law, I'm absolutely sure, to give our listeners. But, you know, whatever it is they want to know, and this was brought to our attention by our listeners, we've had lots and lots of requests to do this podcast. So thank you for your time, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget to click and subscribe to our podcast, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and YouTube by searching Get Legally Speaking. Also visit our website at getlegallyspeaking.com. Thank you for listening.